The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today.
My Redeemer is faithful and true.
The most awarded artist in Christian music history, Stephen Curtis Chapman.
And I feel like my journey has kind of been that. It's been one foot, you know, in both in this very broken real world, but longing for heaven and trying to use the gifts that God's given me to point people in that direction, to share my journey.
This whole group.
Oh, I don't think so.
See, we got a guy that's won more Grammys than anybody. Yeah. I told the whole
that's
audience.
That's not you.
No. Why do you make fun of my singing?
Well, sometimes truth hurts.
You know what's going to happen? I'll tell you. It's going to set you back. It may set you back. When we get to heaven, you listen to me sing the first year.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to flat be able to sing in heaven. You believe that?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
It's maybe too big a mirror.
Still hard to imagine.
Okay, welcome Stephen Curtis Chapman to Life Today. I'm going to turn this out here. I want one of the cameras to come in and let me see him up pretty tight here. Get a camera that can come on in on him. Now, here's what I told him when I held it up. We had dinner before we came out. Now, you may be watching this early in the morning. You may still have on your pajamas. A lot of people say, I'm glad I can see you. Glad you can't see me. Mm-hmm. You watch it all through the day, but we tape in the evening. But I'm saying to Stephen and the group that was with us, Franklin Graham happened to be there with us, and I said, I see glory. I see the glory of God on a father that lost a child. And this is the story. This is his story, the Lord's story in him between heaven and the real world. I just got to hear him tell me what he's talking about, the real world. Okay. Stephen, what are you saying here between heaven and the real world? What's that mean to you when you say that?
Well, it's good to be back with you guys, and thank you for what you do. And you will appreciate this because you all have been amazing examples of people who've been committed with your life and with the gifts that God has entrusted you to try to bring God's presence and reality into the real world where people are living, where you're living, where we're living. I have, for as long as I can remember, that's what I've wanted to do with the gifts that God's given me, writing songs and playing music early on. First song I wrote was, I was 15, 16 years old. I tell the story about growing up in Paducah, Kentucky, in a family that didn't really, you know, we grew up in the buckle of the Bible Belt, so we didn't, my parents grew up in church, but they weren't walking with the Lord, and I get to share just a transformation that took place in my family's life, and watching God really transformed and changed my parents, watching us go from a family that were a lot of trouble, a lot of struggles, to just my dad who didn't have a father. Whenever those troubles would come, we'd end up on our knees together, and I'd hear my dad pray, God, I don't know how to do this, but I know you can give me wisdom. You're the father to all fathers. You can show me how to do this.
How old when you started having that kind of connection with what was going on?
I was seven, eight years old. But I started writing songs, and I realized early on that people would tell me, God's given you a talent, given you a gift.
Was it the writing then at first?
At first, it was just singing. I sang with my family. Okay. I grew up singing in church with my family. But I think even then, I began to see, even as a little boy, the impact, the change in the real world that I lived in that had a lot of friction and a lot of, you know, they were fighting and arguing. But I began to see when God's word was brought in, when there was prayer and when seeking God was brought into the middle of that, it brought peace into the chaos. It brought purpose into this kind of craziness that was going on in my family. And that began to mark me even as a young man. I began to write songs to, really with a prayer that I would kind of understand as time went on, that there was this desire to come to know who God is and then to make Him known with the gifts that He had given me. And so throughout my journey, and it's been an amazing, amazing journey, and I began to look back on it and see that throughout my life, and God allowed me to get to know a man that I know you were dear friends with as well, Chuck Colson, who had such an impact in the lives of so many people. I got to go into prisons, into death row cell blocks with him and minister to inmates. I had a chance to go to the jungles of Ecuador where Jim Elliott and Nate Saint and those men were martyred and killed trying to take the gospel. I began to go and see these places and go to these places in my journey and my life that were very much the real world of brokenness and pain. And yet in those places, see how incredibly God had shown up in such a profound way. And I feel like my journey has kind of been that. It's been one foot, you know, in both in this very broken real world, but longing for heaven and trying to use the gifts that God's given me to point people in that direction, to share my journey, realizing that there's a whole lot that's really unfixable. I wanted to call the book Unfixable, actually, when I started, because I feel like so much of my story I began to realize, even as I was born into my family. My mom and dad were at a place, and I share a lot about this, about to decide to give up on their marriage. It was just not working, and my older brother was born, but they made this really strange decision I think we should either get a divorce or what if we have another child, and maybe that will help somehow kind of fix this.
You were that fix?
I was born into that situation. I kind of came riding in, I mean, literally. And obviously that's very much a double-edged sword, because I would realize throughout my life that a whole lot of my struggles have been trying to fix everything that's broken in the world. Mm-hmm. And having to constantly realize that, you know, that only God can do that. And as I have gone on in my journey, you know, ultimately, and we were together talking about this, I think the last time we were together, and you guys since we were together have walked this road as well of, you know, the ultimate unfixable in my life, and the ultimate place of having to trust God with brokenness was losing our little girl Maria, and how that, you know, as well as many other chapters in my personal story have brought me to a place to realize that the most profound places that God's shown up in my life have been in those places where I can't fix it. And I have to, it's almost like my pastor says, we don't really ever cry Abba Father until we first cry Uncle, until we're at a point where we have to just say, God, I give up. I can't do this. I need you. But it was standing in Vanderbilt Hospital, having heard the news that our little girl had gone to be with Jesus. And I had never really shared this, and I share in detail in the book of that experience of standing in the most, the darkest place I would have never even imagined standing with my wife with me, determined to pray until my little girl started breathing again. That's what I went in. I knew the news was probably not going to be good. I was determined to go in and pray until they dragged me out of there, just to say, I'm not leaving until God gives our little girl back to us. And as my wife put her hand on my back and said, sweetheart, just whispered to me that I think she's with Jesus and we need to let her go. And I, as clearly as we're sitting here talking right now, I was standing at the door of eternity. It is absolutely real. And I even spoke to all the doctors, and I not because I felt like it was a moment for me to make a statement or be, you know, a strong Christian. It was the first thing that came out of me was just, you know, you stand here often as doctors and surgeons and people who experience this, and I hope you don't miss the reality of where you're standing. We're standing at the threshold, the door of heaven, eternity. It's what we were all made for. It's what God created us for. We're all going to stand at this place. And my hope is that you would know the one who gives me and my wife hope, to know that the story's not over yet. Mm-hmm. The story is not over yet. And,
right. Well, there is some, when you lose someone, that a child or a loved one like that, it does make heaven more precious to you. But I feel like at the same time, God says, I want to bring heaven here on earth through you as an example. You're my child, and as a charge to you as my child, I want heaven to live in you, that it might flow over to others so that they will receive Jesus themselves.
Yeah. Wow. Well, tell us about the song you're going to sing.
Well, I've written a lot of them over the years, but a lot of people have asked me over the years, if you could, what's your favorite song? That's a common question, and I really can't answer that because they come from all the different little moments and chapters and, you know, my family and my precious bride, Mary Beth, who by the grace of God, you know, we're 32 years and going strong. But there's one song that I've always said, well, I'll put it like this. If I had just enough breath left in my lungs, if I was told, okay, you can sing one more song, of all the ones you've ever written, what would it be? And it's a song, immediately I could answer that with the song that I wrote. It was on my very first album, interestingly enough, and it's just carried all through the years, that just simply says, my Redeemer is faithful and true.
Y'all want to hear him sing that about the faithful and true?
As I look back on this road I've traveled, I see so many times he's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything he has said, he and every morning his mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. My heart rejoices when I read the promise. There's a place that I'm preparing for you. I know someday I'll see my Lord face to face, 'cause my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything he has said, he will do. And every morning his mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And in every situation he has proved his love for me. When I lack the understanding, he gives more grace to me. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything he has said, he will do. And every morning his mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. Jesus is faithful and true.
How true. Absolute truth. You know, I think this is just phenomenal. Your story is, what do you want to happen? If you could just say a simple thing, people get the book. Mm-hmm. And you can get it online, you can get in the bookstores now. I mean, go get it. Mm-hmm. What do you hope happens as they journey with you?
Well, my life has been marked, my life of faith has been marked in so many ways by the stories of followers of Jesus. I mean, Scripture throughout. And I'm so thankful that God didn't edit out the messy parts and the ugly parts. I mean, the man after God's own heart, David, that's, a scoundrel. I mean, you read it, through the story, and there's so much hope in that. And I'm so thankful God didn't, we're going to edit out those parts so you only get to see the glowing moments. And my hope in sharing the story, because I wrestled a lot with it, because a lot of me was, I would think, why would I want to invite people into this and ask them to take the time, sit down and read this if I'm just going to tell them some stories? But, why would I ask somebody to take that journey? And it's because step after step, God has proven that He is a God who is for and with me. I wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation. There's no way I could sing that song were it not for the grace of God. Every breath, every step. And hopefully by taking that journey, sharing those amazing mountains beyond anything I ever imagined, that God does more than we ask or imagine. How's a kid from Paducah, Kentucky get to play on the stage at Carnegie Hall besides practice, like the joke goes? But, by the grace of God. But then to walk through, the darkest valleys and to be able to tell, here's how God carried me and carried my family and I, and this is the only reason I could share this story. My hope is that those watching, those that will read it, would find themselves in those pages and say, if God's faithful in that part of His story, then God can be faithful in this chapter of my story.
That's You'll my say hope. Thanks to God for the way He's worked through season. Thanks for blessing us. You really have blessed us. Now, Stephen, we're going to do something that blesses people beyond words. I don't hesitate to ask you to help. Let me show you what your availability to God to become a miracle in somebody's life. You never thought you could be like a New Testament miracle. You can be. You can be the answer to many mothers' prayer and heart cry. You can be the answer to children having a life they never imagined. Watch.
Announcement. We would like to inform that in order to save and use properly the little water that we have, we would like to ask you to not come with more than 3 buckets. Signed, the chief responsible of this water.
It's a list of rules. Rules meant to preserve this. The only source of water for the many families living here. As desperate a challenge as this scarcity is, it's only where their struggles begin. It's absolutely mind-boggling that anyone could survive long after drinking this disease and parasite-infested water. The sad truth is, many here don't. Most of them, young children. Little bodies, unable to defend themselves against such a contaminated source. With your help, we could drill a well. Right here. Abundant, clean, life-giving water. No more thirst and dehydration. No more sickness.
You know, we've drilled, with your help, thousands of wells. The wells still average $4,800. Can you give a well? So we're asking God, God, raise up people who are able to drill a well, and they'll take joy doing it. Raise up people who will give $1,200 and then pray, God, give us three more to join me. $2,400 and pray one well. But here's what I want you to understand. $48, Betty, has been the main gift that comes in to drill wells, which drills water wells to take care of 10 people for $48. $144.30. So there is a level at which everyone watching can participate, and you can be the answer to a mother's prayer, her heart cry, to a healthy future for her children. Right now, go on the website, take your bank card, use it like a check. Should always use them that way. Or you can dial the number. Many people are calling in right now to pray. While they're calling, you can call and be an answer to prayer. Here's the gift. And tell us what you're putting in the mail. If you write a check, make it to Life. But let us know. Call and use your bank card. Go on the website and use it. If you mail a check, tell us what you're sending. We have some gifts for you that I believe will be a tremendous blessing to you. Please now, make that call. Make that gift.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Prayers for My Physical Health, a Bible-based collection of 52 prayers designed to bring strength, healing, and renewal to every area of your body. Covering a wide range of physical needs, this beautifully crafted book encourages intimate conversations with God. With a gift of $100 or more, you may request the Armor of God tumbler set. These two 20-ounce stainless steel tumblers, each inscribed with Ephesians 6:11, are a practical and meaningful way to carry a reminder of God's strength and protection throughout your day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
So our friend, the village chief, has brought me to the well that they're using here in the community. And you can see the amount of effort that it actually took to hand dig this well. They said that it is about 60 feet deep. If someone falls into this well, which one of his sons, that happened while they were digging a well, there's no getting out. And as marvelous of a work as it is, you know, you think of the ingenuity and the effort that's put into this situation, the water that's there, because it's not deep enough and because it's not sealed, becomes contaminated. And this is the water that this community drinks from. It's the only water source within 2.5 hours, and it hurts their children. It takes their lives. I'm so impressed with their effort. I love the ingenuity of the African people. They're the hardest working people you're ever gonna find. And yet, they need our help. They need our help to drill this well. And so I'm asking you, please help us. Please help me tell them a well is on the way. Go right now, get on the phone, get on the internet, make your very best gift that you can possibly make, and help us give life through Water for Life.
It is a sheer joy to hold this up, this amazing story. Stephen, both of our journeys have inspired other people to begin to live amazed. That's when Jesus sent another of the same kind. You can all live amazed. You can be full of me. Yeah. The one you've had here in the body now lives in you. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what God can do with you. This story, and by the way, and this is big, you know, this is a big book. I don't think your publisher's giving it away. Why don't you encourage your friends to go get one online or in the bookstores, would you? Join me saying thanks to God for Stephen Curtis. And thanks to Stephen.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
Introducing the all-new lifetoday.org. Dive into your favorite Life Today programs, explore impactful ministry outreaches, and discover life-changing spiritual resources, all in one place. Plus, it's easier than ever to support our mission with seamless donation options. Never miss a moment to get connected, get inspired, and get involved. Anytime, anywhere, Life Today is always on. Visit the new lifetoday.org and experience the best of life.
We're not sinners because we sin. We are sinners because Adam sinned.
Joseph Prince, tomorrow on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.